with your news on Q106. I'm Barry Wright. A significant new residential development that will help bring high-quality, affordable housing to Marion was announced yesterday by the City of Marion. Freedom Development, LLC, with help from the Illinois Housing Development Authority, JPMG, and RBC Banks, is set to invest $17.6 million in the construction of Concord Villas, a 41-unit housing development that will be located between Concord and Hendrickson Streets on Marion's west side. The development, made possible through the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit Program, will feature 27 three-bedroom single-family homes and 7 duplex buildings, providing a total of 41 units of new housing designed to serve working families and individuals in need of affordable options. In addition to the residential units, the development features significant infrastructure improvements that will benefit both future residents and the surrounding neighborhood. Construction of Concord Villas is expected to begin early next year, with completion likely in 2027. Rental applications will be made available by the developer closer to completion. Marion County's former coroner, Troy Cannon, faces 7 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse for allegedly having sexual conduct with 2 girls under 18 between January and March of this year. According to our sister station, WMIX, in Mount Vernon, Cannon was arrested Wednesday and is now being held without bond. The investigation began after relatives reported the allegations in March. Cannon will have a preliminary hearing Wednesday in Marion County Court. A 15-year-old boy was hit by a train as he was walking south along the railroad track between Bailey Lane and Joplin Street in Benton just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. According to Benton police, the boy was injured but was conscious and alert. He was taken to Franklin Hospital and then flown to Cardinal Glennon Hospital in St. Louis for treatment. His current medical condition is not known at this time. IDOT says intermittent nighttime lane closures will begin Monday, weather permitting, on Illinois 13 from Spillway Road to Greenbrier Road in Williamson County. Lane closures will happen nightly from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and are expected to continue for 2 months. The closures are necessary to accommodate pavement widening and the construction of temporary crossovers. The work is part of the first phase of a $40 million project that includes additional lanes, bridge work over Crab Orchard Lake, and a multi-use path. For these and other stories you may have missed this week, go to our news page at Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good weekend.